out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
All right, as I said a moment ago, children, daughters, sons, and wives, if you've got young children, you got to help them out. We are all on the clock because Father's Day is just 6 days away. Aaron, did you make the connection yet? Because David and I talked about this. Father's Day on Sunday is also the first full day of summer. They fall on the same day this year.
I did not pick up on that. No.
The solstice is sometime on Saturday.
Okay.
So we're counting the Sunday as the first full day. Looks to be like a very glorious day to celebrate dads. Mid to upper 80s, I think, by next weekend.
Nice.
So
I like that.
Should definitely be a nice day to get out. So do you, your father-in-law, that's who you're going to be shopping for, and your dad?
And my dad,
So are they easy or hard to shop for?
My dad is pretty easy. My father-in-law is a tougher one to shop for.
Okay.
Because he's kind of a pack rat. Love him to death. He's a great, hyper generous man, but he's got a lot of stuff, so we try not to get him more stuff.
That's just what a father with a lot of stuff does not need more stuff.
Yeah.
I get that.
Things get a little bit difficult there, but we usually team up with my brother-in-law and we figure out a gift that we all give him, whether it's food or, in other times we take him someplace or, something like that. But quite honestly, we haven't got that settled yet.
So
we're working on that this weekend.
Well, there you go. See, you're on the clock. This is why you love the morning blend, is because we are on top of
friendly
these
reminders.
Things.
That's right.
To give you those friendly reminders. Of course, for Mother's Day, I start all the way back in February, reminding everybody that Mother's Day will be coming around soon enough. So in this case, you got about 6 days. So now would be a good time to order something if you were going to purchase online.
Yep.
You maybe Amazon, get that quick shopping in. Maybe go to our webpage and get your Amazon or Fred Meyer card signed up with the and ways to give and support Mater Dei Radio while making those purchases. So always top of the list across the board, what fathers want most is time.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily want things, which is very interesting.
Absolutely.
They want, and actually for Father's Day, a lot of them don't even want like time with the family. They just want time for a nap. And maybe a couple of hours with the remote control to watch whatever they want. So maybe throughout your day, you might want to work into some quiet time for dear old dad. So that way
you
can take in a nice little nap. The second thing they do want to do is spend time with the family. They even want to be the ones to cook. So with the nice weather coming up.
Fire up that grill.
Maybe that could be at the top of the list.
There you go.
New grill. I don't know. And then make sure it's put together. Because there's nothing like getting dad a grill.
That he has to put together.
Spend the afternoon trying to get it together. So those are some great ideas. I know dad at our house.
Or grill implements, things to use on the grill. Or,
some
show
nice
up
new
with
apron.
all of the food you're going to cook on that grill and not,
I'm already trying to think ahead as to what we're going to put on. The kids, we made a brisket just not too long ago. Mm-hmm. It was a big hit. But for your Catholic dad, there are some great things that you can actually get your Catholic dad too in mind. And Alitea.org has a great list.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about some of those things. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, they said, pray for your dad. And what is wonderful is this coincides with the Father's Day novena. Now, Archbishop Alexander Sample started it. I think it was following his chapel chat on Friday. Mm-hmm. He started the novena. Now, I know it's Monday. You're a couple of days late. You can catch up. You can jump in right now and start praying that. And it's just going to pray it each night leading up to Father's Day this
That's
week.
Right.
That is always a gift that every father can use and definitely needs. So for dads, though, they like a lot of different things. And maybe if they are a cook, the good deacon, he likes his hot sauce, right? Sprinkle a little bit on eggs, on whatever. Well, it turns out that you can get a gift box of a monk sauce and support Benedictine Monastery.
Mm.
So look that up online, monk sauce. It also turns out that there are contemplative nuns. They're making some chocolates and caramels. Excellent choice, too. And you can go to Monastery Candy.
Okay.
And check them out because, and not only are they making that, I mean, they come in jars. They're, you've got an ice cream loving dad, who doesn't love ice cream? But, you know, get a little caramel and chocolate sauce.
Summer day.
On a hot summer day, keep them holy and then support them. This one's fantastic. Aaron, you wear a beard.
Yes.
Do you have to groom and put a lot of effort and work into keeping that beard nice? And
I don't know if I'd say a lot of effort, but yeah, I mean, if you don't, it looks a little rough, a little scraggly. People start asking, are things okay at home?
Are you feeling okay?
You
know,
like, you all right? You doing okay?
My son-in-law wears a beard, and he likes to, if he knows that he's coming for a visit, I think he specifically stops trimming it just to get it really bushy. Just to bug me, yeah.
Bug mom, yeah.
Well, it turns out that Catholic Balm Company makes a whole line of different things. Beard balms and lip balms and lotions and things. Everything to keep your Catholic dad all calm and tamed and under control.
Is this, I think I've seen their stuff on, is this Glory and Shine? I've seen their stuff online.
I think that is it, for sure.
They have a whole line of products for you bearded gentlemen out there.
Yeah, so.
And it's a Catholic family-owned business, so.
A little bit of holiness to get that beard under control. I think Jesus would have appreciated something like that, too. And then lastly, is your dad driving a lot? I mean, things are getting back to normal, maybe hitting a road trip.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I've not seen these particular ones. You've seen rosaries, like that car rosaries that hook on the rearview mirror.
Okay, yeah.
Well, now they make them so they attach on the steering wheel. Steering wheel rosary.
Huh.
And right there where you're driving is your rosary. And let's see here. The name of the company is, I've got it here, morninggloribeads.com.
Huh.
They have a whole variety of them. And they are steering wheel rosaries. And then they hook right on there.
Yeah.
And dad can say his rosary, pray for his children, and get to where he needs to be. Very, very safely.
Reminds me of the story of Archbishop Sheen talking about the little knobs on the steering wheel. Back when steering wheels had little knobs on them.
And he would use those to count?
Use those to count the Hail Marys.
That's brilliant. I think I have just two knobs on my steering wheel where I just have to hold on.
Of course, the good Lord did give us all 10 digits. So if you don't have your rosary on
you can still
keep track. But,
or head on over. I'll be sure to add a link to, you can just head on over to Alitea.org and they've got a full list. More things, even some very fancy saint socks for that dad that likes to wear a little
bling. Up your sock game a little bit there.
Step it up. So get online, get to one of our great Catholic bookstores and get something for your dad. That's your second cup.